You'll have to, Brother Keith, you'll have to unmute your mic once more. Sorry about that.
Okay. And with that, we're, as was stated earlier, the opening prayer was done in the morning for all sessions. So with that, we'll start with the opening hymn for the testimony meeting, which is the Solid Rock, hymn 178.
Okay, just give me just one moment and I will share my screen. With that, we'll turn the meeting over to Brother Jim. It is only a 45-minute testimony meeting, so if you have a testimony, don't wait. Brother Jim?
This would be a good time to start. Remember Philippians 4:4? Rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. Let's just think of the hope that we have for the future. The Lord our God created us in Adam and then has given us the experience with sin and death. He has given the greatest sacrifice in Jesus by the most horrible death, crucifixion. And now he is training us to change ourselves from what we are to what we are supposed to be, with the hope of the resurrection to come and eternal life thereafter and the opportunity to help the world climb out of sin and then receive eternal life ever after. Who would like to be first to thank the Lord? I see Tom Adams is top on the list. Brother Tom, go ahead. Yeah, but yeah.
I'll defer to someone else. Thank you, Brother Jim.
Oh, all right. Then Brother Michael. I see your hand up. Brother Mike, you'll need to unmute.
Brother, are you this Brother Mike?
That's right,
Michael. Okay, because that hand, that's an old hand. But I will.
Oops, you just muted yourself again. You just muted, Brother Michael Gula, unmute. There, that works better.
Can you hear me now? Okay. Perish the thought that I should pass up an opportunity to praise our Heavenly Father and my Lord Jesus Christ, because he is indeed a wonderful Savior, and I can't praise him enough because I'm begotten of the Spirit because of him. For no other reason than that I received him and I put my faith in him, that I've been begotten to a living hope, and it's a hope that I know will not lead to disappointment. And it goes without saying that I'm not worthy of receiving this gift, but I cherish it, and I want to tell other people about it, about how wonderful it is to be a son of God. As it says in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, we're all sons, we've been adopted. Now, in Bible times, adoption meant, it was a little bit different from what it means in our time. When we see someone who's adopted, we may be inclined to say, oh, that poor man, oh, that poor woman, she's adopted. But it wasn't that way in Bible times. Usually the adopted son had a higher status in the family than the natural children did. And so all of us should understand how privileged we are to be sons of God. And we should carry ourselves as sons of God. And we should never miss an opportunity to proclaim the excellencies of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And I will yield to someone else now. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, brother.
Thank you, Brother Michael. Now, there's more than one way to understand the word that's translated adopted. But I remember one time somebody saying, the adopted son has an advantage. He knows his parents wanted him. Who would like to be next? Sister Judy. Judy Garrison.
Hi, Brother Jim and dear brethren. I'd like to raise my voice in praise and thanksgiving to our Heavenly Father. You just continued Brother Michael's thoughts as I would have done. Had you not said it, I would have said exactly the same thing. I chose you, you adopted child, because I wanted you. And that's the way I feel about my adoption into the family of God. And I want to be faithful, dear brethren. I want all my brethren to be faithful. And we need to be about the Father's business, making our characters more like his right now, so that we may experience life eternal with him, helping him. So let's cooperate with God and do what he wants us to do now, so that we can do what he wants us to do later. Love all of you. Lord bless. Over.
Thank you, and I think you demonstrate it frequently. So we may find it a little uncomfortable as things change around us, but if we change what's in us, that makes us more comfortable. Now, who would like to be next? Okay, I see Shirley Evans. But you do need to unmute if you want us to hear you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I forgot to unmute. Well, it's just wonderful attending a San Diego convention again. Richard and I never had to even think about where we were going to spend Thanksgiving, because we always went to San Diego for the convention. So even though everyone would rather be in person. We're thankful for Zoom because we are enjoying the convention, the fellowship. John, I don't know if the book of John is necessarily my favorite book of the Bible, but John 17 is my favorite chapter, where Jesus gave that beautiful prayer. And years ago, Brother Carl Hagensick, for a memorial discourse, opened up to John 17, and his memorial discourse for that evening used that chapter. Of course, memorial services are never recorded, so that was never recorded, but it was so precious, so personal. Jeez, it was became so real to us. That was one of my highlights of my Christian walk. I enjoyed Brother Todd's talk on, I never had children, so I can't criticize anyone how they're raising their children, but I can reflect back, and I know Jean is undoubtedly on as well, that we can reflect back with our parents' upbringing. The Bible study, prayer, appreciation for God, knowing that God is real, what he promised he will fulfill, and the joys of serving the Lord. It was so embedded in us, so inculcated. Devotional services were everyday ritual. We knew the manna by memory as well as the vow. We knew our manna, we knew our texts, and the truth became very precious as well as the brethren. And we're so thankful for that legacy, for that upbringing. And I do encourage brethren to do like, all parents to do likewise. I think I've talked long enough. Thank you. Good being here. Good seeing your smiling faces. Thank you.
Well, we're glad to hear you, even if longer. And you mentioned the vow. If I understand it correctly, the vow was written by Sister Sandy Thomason's grandfather, Horace Hollister. She could confirm that or not, no doubt. And I see Sister Rosemary is up next.
Dear brethren, it's awfully nice to see all of you. I see the number on my screen says 143 participants, and there was more earlier. And I've enjoyed everything, and the Lord's been so good to me. I love being here, and I'm on lots of meetings every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday. I'm just having a wonderful time reviewing the wonderful plan and hoping that I can be faithful to my last breath. And that's what we were discussing yesterday. We're not just faithful to a certain date or for a little while. It's constantly, there's no vacations and there's no time off. And we made our date with the Lord to be faithful to our last breath. And that's what I want to do. And that's what I pray for all of you. I know so many of you from many years of conventions. And I forget names like I would wish I didn't, but I love you all. God bless you all. And let's meet over there. Okay.
God bless. And we need one more. That'd make it 144. That's a good number, isn't it? Okay, Sister Candace.
Yes, first, can you hear me? Am I coming in okay?
Very well.
Okay. All right. It's good to be here at this convention and any convention. I'm glad that I'm able to listen in today. This past week, or I guess this past month, but especially this past week, again, I'm trying not to bring my health into it, but just like the sister that was just on, Rosemary, and I liked all the testimony so far that I've heard today. But just like she was saying, attending a lot of meetings, I do that as well too. And even when my health or my physical body says no, you know, even with the Zoom, when it says no, I can't make it, I still go, because I feel like reading through the scriptures, Jehovah's telling me, go, do not forsake fellowship. And when I get there, even if I just listen in and don't answer questions, but just being there uplifts me and gives me strength, just like these conventions, just listening in. So I appreciate all the brothers and their services today. I appreciate everybody, sharing the testimonies and just uplifting. I just want to remind people, even when our health is low or maybe other circumstances, just whether it's getting in meetings or conventions, we need that spiritual food. We need that uplifting. And even though you might not physically feel okay, I can speak for myself. I feel an uplifting, like I feel better than I did earlier in the day. And I just thank Jehovah for that. And it takes us as a family, as a fellowship, to do that. And when I came in to the brother that I was giving about the talk about the children and the family, right before that earlier today, thanks to Zoom, I was helping some of my son's friends who live around the corner, but they can't come over because of the corona. And I was giving them a Bible lesson. And we were going over about the fathers and the head of the household and what the children's roles were. And when I came in to listen to the meeting, he was just starting about the children. I'm like, thanks, Jehovah, for the double blessing today. So it went along with what I was already doing. But again, I won't keep this testimony long, but I appreciate everybody. I love seeing everybody here, even if, if we're not on camera. I just appreciate the fellowship. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And try to use disadvantage to advantage, that the whole world has a lot of different experiences. So when you have ill health, from this point on, you are being a witness to the world as to how to handle it. And Brother John Isife.
Yeah. Thank you, brother, for the privilege to testify. I'm very, very happy. This convention has been a great blessing to me. I thank Jehovah who made this day possible. I also thank Brother Robin Rice, who extended the invitation to me and even tell me the time that the convention will start in my country, because it is about 12 minutes to 12 here in Nigeria. So I'm very, very grateful to Jehovah. This pandemic has been a blessing to me, because before then, I have no time to study the God's word, because in the morning, I will leave my house early in the morning to work and come back very late in the evening. So I go to work early in the morning, I come back late, I go to bed, just continue. It's only on Sunday that I have time to meet with the brethren. And recently I relocated to a new site. So I lost the brethren. It is only me and my wife and one interested brother that are studying. But with this pandemic, I was able to join other brethren from far away country, about 1,000 miles away from me. Every Sunday we study. We all equally study during the weekdays. I joined the South African Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. And again, the San Diego Bible student also gave me the privilege. I joined them on Sundays, on their Sunday meetings. So this pandemic has been a blessing to me. So the God's word have been fulfilled in me, that say that all things shall work together for good to them that love God. It had been working for my own good, because before this pandemic, I have no time to study God's word. But because of the pandemic, I have time, because I don't go to work every day. I go to work probably 2 times in a month. I use the technology, that WhatsApp and the phone call, to do my work. So they don't need my presence in the office. So now I have the time. That's why I have time to join other brethren from different parts of the world to study the word. So it has been a blessing. this San Diego convention have been a great blessing to me. And I thank Jehovah God for making this thing possible via this pandemic. Because without the pandemic, this Zoom meeting was not known to we Africans. But this pandemic has brought out this Zoom meeting. So we can interact with brethren from all over the world. It has been a blessing to me. I thank Jehovah. And I thank the San Diego for giving me the privilege to partake in this convention. Thank you. Over.
And Brother John, you are doing well, turning the pandemic into an advantage. And now, would you like to let the brethren know what part of Africa you are in? What city?
Yes, Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria. Yes.
I have been there in the days of Moses Aladani.
Okay, thank you.
And let's see, the next is Sister Joanna Christensen. I think I know you from somewhere.
I think so too. Thank you, Uncle Jim. And I'm so happy to be here at the convention and so appreciate what I've heard of the talks. We had some guests come over and so I missed some of the convention, but I very much appreciated what I have heard. One of my favorite scriptures is kind of brought out by this, and that's that God causes even the wrath of man to praise him. And if he can cause the wrath of man to praise him, how much more a virus or any other experience that we have? And so I really appreciated Brother John's testimony there about the virus being a blessing. And I can also testify that the more experiences that I have, good and more difficult, either way, that each one of those experiences has been such a blessing and is being such a blessing. And right now the Lord is working with me and teaching me more trust, more appreciation and love for his promises, and more of a focus on him and less of a focus on the earthly things. And so I just so appreciate seeing his leading day by day and seeing how much he loves each one of his children and is working in our lives to work out the greatest good, that he's preparing us for our future work, and everything that happens is preparing us for that. And I'm so excited for that. And so I just want to say I love you all, and I so appreciate being able to get together and to discuss God's word together. Thank you. Love you.
And when you are taking care of someone, we know who that someone is now, you are getting ready for taking care of a whole lot more in the millennial kingdom. Oh, I see Sister Terry Brand is next.
Hi there, dear brethren. I'm so glad to have you all here with us here in San Diego. It's so nice. I've been in San Diego for 45 years now, and it's been a long time since we've had 166 attend our convention, plus 83 from Poland. It's so nice to see Sister Shirley. She was always a standby at our convention, as well as like Brother Austin Williams and so many others. We're very grateful that we have this opportunity to meet together in a cozy group on Zoom. And I'm so thankful that our speakers were able to join us. And now we don't have to worry about them flying home and in snowstorms and all this, because we don't have to travel. This is such a wonderful blessing. And I think we've adjusted pretty good to the COVID challenges. I'm very grateful for the studies that we had in John and also Brother Todd's lessons for our children today. And I'm very grateful for this, the time that you've all given to us to be together. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sister Terry. Now, the next brother, I think his favorite letters are XJW, Brother Michael Coletti.
Yes, Brother Jim, it's true. And I see we have several other XJWs among us. And I just like to raise my voice to my Heavenly Father and to the brethren to express how thankful I am to be called into this wonderful brotherhood and family. And I thank my Heavenly Father for helping me to get to the retirement center, because it's really an oasis for me. When my wife passed a little more than 10 years ago, I've been on my own, but I have a lot of brethren here and a lot of friends that I've made since I'm living here, and it's been great. Some of the lessons that were brought today on the three discourses I enjoyed very much. I really appreciated the overview of John by Brother Tim and Brother Brent's discourse as well, on how we must rely on our Lord to lead us. And that's really my favorite scripture coming from Proverbs, the third chapter. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. And so forth. And that's something that since I think I've come to the retirement center, I'm beginning to learn more and more and trying my best to overcome that previous state of mind that I had of relying on myself too much. And so more and more I'm trying to rely on my Heavenly Father to lead me. And I really appreciated too Brother Todd's discourse, where inspiration is so important for children to learn. And I know that I've been having a lot of spiritual dialogues with my daughter, who is a Catholic, a very entrenched, faithful Catholic, I would say, to her faith. She's very, she's not a mild member. She's a really active Catholic. But we've been having some really good discussions on the Bible. And the part of inspiration, I never really gave that much thought until Brother Todd brought it out in his discourse today. But that is so important, not only for children, but even for our witness work. If we can reveal something in the form of maybe a story or a good lesson to stimulate the thinking of people, I think that would be helpful. And then, of course, he says the next part would be directing the individual somehow. And based on John 8:32, about being set free. And then informing the individual. So I really got a lot of good lessons out of our convention so far, and I suspect that we'll have a lot more coming. So I just want to say that I'll continue to work the best I can on paying more attention to the leadings of God. And that requires, we all know, study, meditation, and then action. So I'm going to try to put those things together. And I ask an interest in your prayers, as I will pray for all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Call to mind the scripture, if you know these things, blessed are ye if you do them.
Amen.
And now, Sister Donna.
Brother Jim and brethren, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. I want to thank the Lord for all the food, spiritual food that he's been giving us through, very much so through the pandemic. I just praise him for all of that, that he's not leaving us unfed, that we're not distressed like the world. I praise the Lord for it. I liked Brother Todd's also discourse, because sometimes we forget the little children, because we're like, oh, they'll be okay, they just kids. And I have four little friends that I text either in the morning or at night, good morning or good night, and tell them God bless them and may God help them through their day, and letting them know that Jesus loves them. And they're 9, 10, 14, and the other one is, I think she just turned 8. And I praise the Lord for doing that. And at first, I'm like, that's so silly, Donna. They're not going to understand. They don't want to be bothered. And they really look forward to it. And I said, well, if we don't teach them about it, they won't know about it. So I appreciate that. I appreciate being here. I love all you, brother, and I continue to keep you in prayer. I ask that you continue to keep me in prayer. It's been 10 months, and I haven't been on an antibiotic, and the doctors wanted to remove my leg. But I sent out a picture on my birthday and said, but God said no. So I'm praising the Lord. The doctors don't understand. I don't know how come this infection didn't continue to eat up. I don't know how come your numbers are getting better instead of going worse. I tell him it's Jesus. I ask that you continue to keep me in prayer as I do you, Brother Jim.
And thank you. Brother Michael's experience at the retirement center, you know, you get together with people that you haven't been with before, and you get to find out that maybe not on the big things, but on the little things, there's differences, and it takes a little adjustment to get used to it. We worked 55 years at the county fair. Of course, it was canceled this year on account of the COVID, but it went from the times that I would find that we'd be exchanging thoughts back and forth, and they'd come up with me to me with a scripture that I hadn't thought of before. And the temptation was to raise my voice. If I didn't have a good argument off the top of my head, I'd raise my voice. When in doubt, shout. But then it works a lot better if I keep my voice down, and if there's something that presents an argument I hadn't thought about, let me at least write down the scripture for future reference. And now, would somebody else like to testify for the Lord? Until then, I'll just mention another scripture here. After John, Philippians 4:4 comes Philippians 4:5. Let your forbearance be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. And when we have that temptation to raise our voice, this is a good opportunity to exercise our forbearance unto all men. And now I see Elaine Allard is next. Sister Elaine.
Hi, yes, I wanted to raise my voice in thanks to our Heavenly Father for his many, many blessings and overrulings in our lives. And I wanted to especially bring the love of my husband, Mark, and a sister, Beverly Stone, from our class. Our class is very small. We usually meet in our home. And of course, we haven't been able to do that. And the Portland Brethren have embraced the ones that can meet with them on Zoom. They've just welcomed us, and we've really appreciated that. And I find the studies very stimulating, and I look forward to them. I'm working during the week, and so by the end of the week, I'm pretty exhausted. And so I really appreciate that, getting away from everything and having that study, those studies. And I really appreciated all the studies, the talk so far, and especially the one on, and I know many have brought this up, on the children. I work with children, and we have a lot of restrictions going on right now. So it's been kind of difficult, but they just come in with smiling faces, and they have adapted so well to all of them. And our younger daughter got married this last summer, and I am now a grandmother to an 8-year-old boy, and I get to spend some time with him. And so we have some interesting conversations. He asks a lot of questions, and I'm not used to boys, and he's very active. And so I really appreciated that talk. There's a lot I can take and learn. And I just always pray before I see him, please, Lord, let me be a witness to him. I've introduced God and prayer to him. And it's always been a blessing when I'm done spending time with him. And so I ask an interest in your prayers. And you know, we usually would be at the San Diego convention. So I appreciate the brethren putting on the Zoom convention. I want to thank them. And thank you. Lord bless all of you.
And thank you. And it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to witness. An 8-year-old is certainly not too young to start. We can start a lot earlier than that. 4 years, 3 years, whatever. We can be grateful for what opportunities we have. Does anyone else have something to be rejoicing about? In the meantime, we'll drop to Philippians 4:6. In nothing be anxious. And I put in my own, not even the panic-demic. In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. What college or university could you go to get that kind of education? The peace of God. Sister Lorraine.
Hello, dear brethren. I too would like to raise my voice in praise to my Heavenly Father for all the wonderful blessings that he has bestowed upon me in my, well, in my entire life. While I've been enjoying the discourses and some of the book of John, and something that
Sister Lorraine, Lorraine, if you could turn your video off, it may help. Your audio is breaking up. So if you just turn your video off, we may be able to hear you more clearly. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt you.
Okay, continue.
Okay, does that make a difference?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Something I really appreciated from the book of John and in Brother Tim's talk with the scripture about, you know, washing one another's feet. And I'm just so thankful because I feel like somebody is always washing my feet every day with some sort of little blessing, you know, even if it's just preparing the meal at the main house the way that, you know, I appreciate it or something. So, I mean, every little thing that we can do for our brethren is a big blessing. And I think we need to just remember that even if it's just something small, like maybe sending somebody a little note of thanks or something, I think that can be a blessing as well. I was able to spend some wonderful time in Chicago with my parents this, I want to say, end of summer. It seemed to continue on into the fall, which was an extra special blessing as well. And I was really thankful for that. And go on and on forever about the different blessings that the Lord has given to me. But I'm very thankful to be able to meet with brethren online. And we're also over here at the center, very thankful that we can still meet for some meals. So we're also just very thankful for that privilege because we get to see each other in person and actually, you know, have that kind of fellowship too. So we're thankful for that every day. I love all of you very much, and it's nice to see everybody's smiling faces on here as well. Okay. Okay, over. Thank you.
And thank you. And now I see Brother Tim, formerly of Detroit. Tim Sohaki, go ahead.
Well, hello, everyone. Brother, too. It's great to see you all online. very thankful for Zoom. I'm thankful to be at the BSRC where I can see brethren every day and rejoice. I also appreciated Brother Tim's talk, especially John 14, where it introduces the truth, the way, and the life. And then it also introduces the Holy Spirit. So, and nobody could receive the Holy Spirit unless you're called. So that's why the most of the world has got that mixed up. They believe in the Trinity, and that's because they're not called. And it's not their fault either. So we still have to love them. Like it says at the, in the last verse, we still have to love them. And they will understand it in the future. That'll be coming. And we will all be blessed on that. I can't wait. So over, that's all.
Thank you, Brother Tim. I'll just mention that in respect of John 17, particularly John 17:3, there's a Chinese Trinitarian fellow, the name of Eric H.H. Chang, who is no longer a Trinitarian because he read John 17:3 and studied it. And this is life eternal, that they should know thee, the only true God, and him whom thou didst send, even Jesus Christ. And he said, that is what changed him. And now we'll hear from Estera Mazzara.
Yes, can you hear me? I hope so. Yes, I'm very glad to be here. It's a wonderful convention. And I just wanted to say that I also, want to thank the brethren who are thinking about our children, because as Brother Todd said, it's hard to parent in the world of today with the influence outside, and just trying to find the right balance between teaching our children but not pushing them too much so they go away from what we teach them. So teach them, correct them, but in the same time, keep the relationship, a good relationship with them so they can come back to you. And I would like to thank the brethren who write to our children, and especially dear sister Dana Mitchum, when she said, one of these kids I write to is 14-year-old, Jonathan from the living room, he said, that's me. She writes me so beautiful, man. The evening, sends him pictures and encouraging him. Actually, right now he's going through an intensive treatment for his scoliosis. The doctors are considering surgery for him, and it's so good the brethren who reached out to him. And it's so important for him to see that the brethren care for the little ones among us. And he was so impressed to see so many letters coming in, and they said, Jonathan, this time they were not for his dad, they were for him. And he's very thankful, and we are very thankful to the brethren that are thinking about our children. Thank you.
And thank you, Sister Estera. We love you both, all three. So I think at this point, Brother Keith, we can turn it over to you.
Thank you, Brother Jim. To close the testimony meeting, we're going to use hymn number 321. And with that, let them start the hymn.
Thank you.
And if they can, I guess they have taken that off. So now is the time for the intermission. It's the last intermission of the day. And at the end of it, 3:45, Brother Tom Rigorello will give his discourse.